This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New York State is proposing stricter rules for credit reporting agencies by forcing them under regulations similar to banks and financial institutions in that state. Bank of America has closed 1,600 branches, largely in rural areas and small towns, since the financial crisis of 2008. A bipartisan coalition in the House committee thwarted Attorney General Sessions' effort to revive a civil asset forfeiture program curtailed by his predecessor, Eric Holder. Amendments redirecting his funding request and blocked attempts to allow local authorities to ignore state laws by partnering with the feds. Employment survey finds that companies are devoting more of their salary budgets to bonuses and reducing across-the-board raises. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is expected to sign a bill today that would offer $3 billion in incentives to convince Foxconn Technology Group to build a manufacturing plant in his state. The deal would pay up to $2.85 billion in cash to Foxconn to subsidize construction of a plant projected to cost up to $10 billion and eventually employ as many as 13,000 people. It also eases environmental rules for construction. It would be the largest incentive package for a foreign company in U.S. history. National Collegiate Student Loan Trust must refund millions and temporarily suspend debt collections. By Department of Transportation rules, a flight is officially counted as on time if it arrives less than 15 minutes late. Migraines afflict 2 to 3 times more women than men, and one woman in 25 has chronic migraines on more than 15 days a month. General Motors workers with the Canadian Union went out on strike for the first time in 21 years in Ingersoll, Ontario, over an impasse to keep jobs in Canada rather than Mexico. Boston University study links cognitive and behavioral problems later in life among all players, not just those in the NFL, to playing tackle football at a young age, particularly before 12 years old. President Trump, in his first United Nations speech, threatened to totally annihilate North Korea. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.